right, Joe's need to know news today. A woman in California, and I saw this, I wanted to ask Alex, I believe you worked there, is suing Sephora. You worked there, right? You worked for Sephora, Alex, back in the day?
Yeah.
She's claiming she contracted herpes on her lip from using a lipstick sample on display in the Hollywood store. The woman says the cosmetic chain did not properly warn her of the risk of using lipstick samples. She's suing for an undisclosed amount for compensation for her emotional distress due to the incurable lifelong affliction. Is that something that's true? Like, I guess I'm kind of ignorant. I don't put on lipstick, but can you get something like that?
Here's the thing. This woman is a freaking idiot. Just like, this is like the rules of womanhood, okay? You don't try a bathing suit on without your underwear on. You don't grab a tester at a makeup store, no matter what it is, Saks, Sephora, Walmart, Dillard's, it doesn't matter where it's from. You always have to have a sanitize it first. I even remember as a child, my mom telling me never put that lipstick directly on your face unless it is cleaned properly and all that kind of stuff.
How do you do you like literally like wipe it down?
We have special like I still work there.
Work in the business, yeah.
They have special, I don't know. It's a special like chemical, like germ killing spray and stuff, mm-hmm. that you spray. You scrape off the layer, first of all, before a new person tries it. And then you wipe it and all this other stuff that we do. But even that, you know that there's no guarantee. Like, yeah, they're out there for display. And here's the thing. Like, so any stranger can come up and just put that on, and kids do it, put it in their mouth or whatever. Like, you're taking that chance when you put on a tester of makeup anywhere. Like,
I wouldn't even try it. Then why do they even put it out?
Well,
why would you even mess with it?
Typically, if you're a normal human being and not freaking inbred, you're not wiping it all over your lips directly. You're swatching it on your hand to see the color. I mean,
okay.
I don't feel bad for her at all. She's an idiot, and anyone that has common human decency knows not to freaking do that.
I didn't even realize that you put it. Well, I didn't know. I assume you put it on your lip, which is like, I would never do that. Or it'd be like if you're going to borrow my chapstick, I'd chop off the top layer
so I don't get none of that. Even if you, like, every employee is trying to watch everyone like a hawk, like, you have to help customers and stuff. You can't constantly be trailing behind everybody, wiping everything down constantly. It's impossible to do.
All right, gross. This is something gross, too, and normally I would be on the side of this. Someone tweeted out a picture, and it's kind of been going viral on Twitter lately. It happened on Sunday. It's a pizza with strawberries as the topping.
Get out.
Now listen.
I don't even eat pizza, and that's nasty.
Yeah. I want to stand up for people that like pineapple on pizza, because a Hawaiian pizza is legit. It's the jam. I got Liv the Web Girl nodding her head in excitement over here too, saying hail to the yes. But you don't put strawberries on
that
a pizza?
That is so gross. It makes me like want to gag.
I'd like to know, if you're one person that actually thinks you put strawberries on a pizza, you can tweet us, Joe and Alex Show, and then we'll block you. So go ahead and tweet us real quick, and then we'll make sure Liv the Web Girl blocks you on there. And some other Halloween things I wanted to wrap up Joe's Need to Know News today. People on Reddit shared the strangest things that they've ever got when like they were handed out for trick-or-treating. And if you guys want to chime in too, if you've ever got any of these or something similar, in no particular order, people said that they got a caramel-covered onion. That sounds like a prank we'd play here. Like a game we would do. Somebody said they got a can of green beans. I could believe that, like some kind of, you know, canned thing. Somebody said they got corn on the cob.
Okay.
Somebody said in Milwaukee they got a documentary of the Milwaukee Brewers, like the baseball team.
That's weird.
This is kind of useful. Shoelaces.
Okay.
This is just crap people are trying to get rid of. Do you realize that?
Oh, yeah.
A brisket sandwich. I assume they handed it to you, didn't throw it in your bag. Condoms.
Okay, that's kind of strange.
Unless you worked at Planned Parenthood, that's going to get expensive because like those cost money.
Well, what's a kid going to do with that?
I don't know. Like make it into a balloon, maybe?
Ugh.
Play games? Stamps, also dog food, a mixtape. I would be so ticked.
A mixtape.
Some rappers at his house handing out Hot Fire right there. It's like,
this is Halloween.
And the other person said the crappy Halloween thing that they got instead of candy was a bar of Lever 2000 soap. Hail to the no. And I can't say any of these things right here for Joe's Need to Know News, but I want to know if you guys have any of this. About 10,000 people named their biggest fears in a survey, and fear of clowns didn't even make the top 10. I'm going to try this one. Galeophobia?
Okay.
It's a fear of sharks. Are you afraid of sharks? They going to eat you?
Not really, just a smidge.
Yeah. Entomophobia? Can't say that one right. Fear of insects?
Yeah, for sure.
My wife freaks out. We have moths that sometimes that kind of fly by our back porch. And one got
gross
in the other day. She took a broom to it like crazy. Tyrannophobia? It's not the fear of T-Rexes.
That's what I thought it was.
Needles. Are you afraid of needles when you go to the doctor to give blood?
Yeah,
or
I have to look
stuff?
Away.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't. Do you ever even feel the needle go in?
It depends on what kind of shot it is. I don't feel flu shots.
Yeah, like you don't even feel it. Opiophobia. It's the fear of snakes. I'm not getting any of these right, by the way. Other things, people are afraid of public speaking. I am too. We talk for a living and so many, well, I hope people are listening right now. I shouldn't make that assumption. But I can talk all day on the radio. Like, do the show with you.
Yeah.
But, like
I don't like speaking in front of crowds at
all. I hate that. Like, I get so nervous. I enjoy it. But, like, we were doing the thing for the Walk for the Cure a week or two ago, and I was so nervous in front of a couple thousand people. That thing scared me. People are afraid of death, which is like, well, it's going to happen. What are you going to do? Deep water? Yeah, like that's why I'll never go on like an ocean line cruise. As long
See,
as
shallow water scares me more.
Why does shallow water?
Because I'm gonna walk on something. When I'm on the beach, like in the beach, if I'm floating, then I'm like okay. But when I'm walking out, I'm like terrified. I'm gonna step on some kind of starfish with an agenda.
It's like I'm gonna get you.
Yeah,
you're gonna learn today. No, I'm afraid of like the deep water. Because if I like in a lake, even if it's deep water, it could be a deep lake. If I can see the shore, I can usually. I'm sure even though I'm big, I could float or swim to that. Small places. My wife freaked out on like the third or fourth date we ever went to. We went to a baseball game and we went in this elevator up like to a bar that had like a rooftop so you could see the ballpark. This is up in Michigan. And all these people came in, like 15 people, way too many in an elevator. And she started cussing and swearing, get out! Get out!
Like, only on the third or fourth date?
Yeah.
Were you like a little bit like, okay.
Honestly, yes. That and her laugh. Like I'm still married to her.
What?
Oh my, no. My wife has a laugh which is just god ugly. I love Lindsay if she hears this podcast, but my wife has the worst laugh
ever. Oh, my Lanta.
Because she'll start out laughing like, it's like a third or fourth laugh in where it gets really weird. You've never heard it, have you?
This is so awkward.
Now, why?
I've never heard her laugh because I feel like she's just always yelling at me.
I can't believe he's saying this on the radio.
Oh, dude,
it's a unique laugh.
I've said worse.
I've heard it.
So you've heard where it like goes normal, then it like it nerds out.
Yeah, can you do it again?
I've never heard that.
I love her, though. I love her. She's a good woman. Fear of heights and then fear of spiders. Those were the top one out of like 10,000 people saying all the crap
can
that
I
scares them.
Can I add Lindsay's laugh to that list? I'm scared of that.
I'll record it on the phone like because I'll try to make her laugh sometime. I'll just record it and I'll bring it in. I bet that could be a whole topic one day. Just like who's got the a weird laugh. We can call people in and they can just like demonstrate their laugh.
Well, you can't just make, you have to like actually genuinely laugh.
I don't know. You laugh all the time.
Yeah, but not everybody's me.
I know, but if people call in, they might listen to the show, start laughing.
Okay.
See, look it. I just got NYK to laugh. I am a laugh creator.
I'm laughing because you're saying this on the air. She's going to be salty.
Hey, make sure we don't podcast this at RadioNowIndy.com.